This is a Thanksgiving edition of Ozarks Large. We're spending some time with some storytellers on part of this edition of the show. This month, viewers of RFD-TV would have the opportunity to watch the third annual Pro Cowboy Country Artist Association Awards. It was taped in Fort Smith. However, historic flooding this spring and summer forced organizers to postpone the September event as the city and region recovered from flooding events. The award ceremony is set to resume next year, and all submissions will carry over into the new year. Earlier this year, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis spoke with Royal Wade Kimes, founder of the Pro Cowboy Country Artists Association, about his music and his career. And while he was here, Royal Wade Kimes told us about how he decided to move back to Arkansas and about how he decided to form the association.
The reason why I'm back here, you mentioned I'm back now, and you just brought that to my mind. The reason why we left Nashville and came back here was we started the Pro Cowboy Country Music Awards, and we're airing it live to tape out of Fort Smith. And what I did, I put that deal together with one of the channels that's on Dish.
RFD-TV?
No, I put the first deal together. Yeah, it is RFD-TV, yes. But I started this with a company, a channel used to be called Blue Highways.
Okay.
Blue Highways Television. Well, I started with them, and I did this thing called Dixie Burns. And Dixie Burns is a 30-minute film, all music. It's the first one I ever done. And we got all kinds of awards for that thing. Well, we decided now that we wanted, you know, we're going to try to do something else. And so the Pro Cowboy Country Music thing was coming, you know, I went to RFD and took one of the guys from Blue Highways, because that channel was now kind of defunct,
right,
so to speak. I don't know exactly it is, but anyway, good outfit. I mean, they had the old boy, one of the guys that was the head of that was the guy Star CMT. So it wasn't a little bitty thing. I mean, it was a good deal. And I'm amazed they still got some things working. But anyway, we went over to RFD and RFD Cowboys channel. I just love the guys that work there at RFD. They're good people. And they're like you and I, just, you know, straight up good. And that's what you want to deal with. And so we put a deal together with them. And what we decided was that it needed to be in this part of Arkansas, because this is where the West began.
Right.
This is where 200 marshals were killed. This is where Bell Star and Cole Younger run. I've even got ride one of the trails that Bell Star and them rode that is in the mountains back there where I was telling you I was running them cattle. Well, I know where that trail is. And so this is where the West began. And so we all decided that this is where we should put it, in this part of the state. So that's where we've put it. We got Judge Isaac Parker there in Fort Smith, the courthouse, got the Marshall Museum being built, got all those things happening there. Plus, you know, they ran plumb up into this part of northwest Arkansas, too. You know, that was where Jesse James and them come down out of Missouri and all that. And so there's just a lot of history here. So this is where we put it.
How did the association come about in the award show? I mean, why did you decide to get that stuff underway?
Because Nashville decided that they were going to do nothing but contemporary pop country. And so what that told me was there's going to be a whole, from folk to cowboy country, because that mingles it together. That whole genre of music, especially the cowboy country, is just going to be left out there. And all those artists that are out there that have been doing this for years that are really good, like Terry Brown, the High Country Cowboys, Christian Harris. Those are three acts I can name right off that can cut it with anybody. I mean, they're good. And so the world's not going to get to hear them if Nashville is going to go contemporary pop country. So I kept sitting back waiting, thinking somebody was going to pick this up and run with it. And, boy, they just never did. And Tim, I got my life set. I know what I'm going to do. You know, show-wise, I could just kind of kick back and idle along. I've done my thing, and I don't have to hit it as hard if I don't want to, and all that. And so one day, I'll just tell you the story. I was walking down to the barn out in Nashville. I had this ranch out west of Nashville. Been there 28 years. And I'm going down, I was just stopping in the middle of the road before I got to the barn. I looked up the sky, and I said, God, I said, look, if you're wanting me to do this, then I tell you what you need to do. You need to send me an eagle because just stepping out on faith on this thing to do this, I said, this is changing my whole life. And I said, I don't know if I want to change my life. You know, I mean, you set this up for me. And I said, but you send me an eagle to my ranch, and I know I'm free to go do this, because an eagle stands for freedom in mm-hmm. our world. And I knew I had God, because there'd never been an eagle at my ranch. So I knew that wasn't going to happen. So I wasn't going to have to do it. Right. We need to get somebody to do it. 3 days later, my little wife, Nancy, she hollers as loud as she could when I was down at the barn, and she says, Wade, there's an eagle. And that eagle glided all the way across my ranch to that barn, and she said he just circled that barn 3 or 4 or 5 times and flying around it now. And down low, he wasn't flying above it. He's flying around the center of it. It's just,
so you could definitely see it.
Oh, yeah. I walked out. I had these big swinging doors that opened up, and I opened them up and walked out, and he swooped up in a tree there beside me and cocked his head at me, and I cocked mine and his, and I said, I've been waiting on you, old boy.
That was Roy Wade Kimes speaking earlier this year with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. The Pro Cowboy Country Artists Association will hold its next award ceremony in 2020. You can find out more about the organization at procowboycountryartistsassociation.com.